Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Media Training podcast series. We're glad you're with us tonight. It's the first week in February. It's hard to believe we're already into the second month of 2019. But I have to tell you, 2019's first month, January, had five Thursday podcasts and five phenomenal guest speakers. Check them out at axelme.com and also the Axel Me Facebook page. Those speakers included Giselle Sexsmith, Kathy Schultz, Dr. Joseph Chang, Tyler Whitehead, and Shelley Stevens. And we are circling back to the first and best guest speaker in our lineup series, Giselle Sexsmith, for tonight's call. Giselle is a team elite executive. She's a presidential director. That's the new nomenclature for the top leaders in the compensation structure. And she's without a doubt one of the most successful and influential leaders in the networking industry worldwide. Now, this marks her 34th year with the business. Giselle and her late husband, John, they started their business with two very different backgrounds and life experiences, but they brought those backgrounds and experiences together to create what is, without question, one of the most successful networking businesses in the entire industry and certainly within Nu Skin. They are certainly leaders to be pleased and proud about. John left a legacy of phenomenal trainings, inspiration through Axel Me and through so many of his teachings. And you'll find a lot of that at axelme.com. Giselle is recognized around the world as an accomplished leader, a mentor, a coach, an author, and probably most important to Cindy and me, a very, very good friend to us and so many others. She's the co-author of Networking, the Natural Extension of You, which you can find at iTunes and Amazon. And Giselle's earned well in excess of $20 million with her Nu Skin business. Now, in this podcast, you're going to hear from Giselle, and she's going to share with us her unique firsthand experience with the true power of exponential growth. And in doing so, she's going to give us a better understanding of how we can capitalize on velocity. Now, that's the company's new compensation structure. So get ready to open your mind to endless possibilities and powerful income potential as well. It's my distinct pleasure to welcome to tonight's call our featured guest speaker, Giselle Sexsmith. Welcome, Giselle.
Thank you, Dan. And I'm telling you, I am so excited. February 7th, the first week of February 2019. And my goodness, this year has started unbelievably exciting.
Yes, it has.
You know, you said presidential director is the title for the top achiever with the public company NUS. And do you know what the average income is in the United States and the Americas?
It's darn near $500,000 a year, Giselle.
About $500,000 a year. And all, I'm going to talk about this, Dan. I'm going to talk about this because when I heard Matt Hall say that average income of $500,000 a year with six people, with six. Oh, my God. Can somebody find six people that really want a tremendous lifestyle, that have a burning desire to acquire that lifestyle? Well, I believe it's possible because John and I did that, but I truly believe it's more possible today than ever before. And I know anybody can do this because if John and I did it, believe me, that means anyone can do it. But, Dan, I want to start today talking again a little bit about John because this new concept of velocity really, really ties in everything John did, everything. John came across this business principle at a time in his life when he truly, truly had a burning desire and a willingness to work unbelievably. And what he found the power of exponential in the business, in this business concept. And what velocity means to me is exactly that power of exponential. And John understood it. He understood it so well. And it took me a little bit. I mean, I think that I started understanding it when I was starting to spend the money that was coming in. But I caught on. And I'll never forget one day where John was talking to a banker. Actually, I think they were from Georgia. And this banker was saying to John, John was explaining, you know, he had no formal education, and he was making fun of himself, and he's saying to the banker, he's saying, wow, you have more degrees than I ever have. But what I have is I have an MBA. I have a mega bank account. And I remember them laughing about it. But the banker, as John was explaining the power of exponential, using like what we call today velocity, this banker replied and said something like this to John. He said, John, in my world of banking, this is like compound interest. And the banker said, he who understands it earns it, and he who doesn't pays it. They had a good laugh, but what an incredible truth this is. And there's a tremendous it's a concept that it's not easily grasped. It's almost like, I mean, in my own little words, you know, and I always am saying things that John would say to me, yeah, pay more attention. But I see it like almost magical. I almost see it like all of a sudden you start. And if you've come across this business concept for the first time and you're trying to figure out the products, the LumiSpa, you're trying to figure out the social products, you're trying to figure out maybe, oh, how do I use all these social media to do this? And what is velocity? And you have all these different particles running around you, about you, and all new different concepts. Just take a deep breath and understand that if you're willing to work, that if you have the discipline to do something daily, it doesn't have to be for many hours. You have to do an action every day that ties into this magical concept of this exponential concept. Velocity takes you there. The company products take you there. John always said the concept combined two areas. It combined people and it combined product. He used to call them the mechanics of wealth. And the truth is that the mechanics of wealth with this concept of exponential, it's in the monthly pay of velocity. And if you're new, you're going to understand that, yeah, I mentioned already six. You're going to have six individuals that together with you are going to embark on a business of creating satisfied consumers and viable business owners. And those are the two areas that are very important to pay attention to. John always did the actions that velocity demands. And he always was looking for productive people because he knew that when you put the mechanics of wealth in the hands of a productive person, then truly magic could happen. And he loved explaining the possibility of that exponential power when 5 could turn into 25, or 2 could turn into 4, and then he would always take it all the way to an exponential value of thousands and thousands of people. And then he would go back to the 2 and the 5. And he would say, what would the difference be between these two groups of consumers, of business owners, of productive business people bringing amazing products to the hands of consumers? And he would always say the difference between the big organization that started with 5 and the other organization that started with 2 was 3. In 1, the person concentrated in just exponential growth of 2, and in the other one, the person concentrated in the exponential growth of 5. And you know, the truth is that John applied this. And just like you on this podcast tonight or today or wherever you are in the world, John and I started with an account that had a big value of 0. When Nuskin accepted our business contract, our own personal distributor agreement, when Nuskin accepted that, our volume was 0. And the very first volume that ever was manifested, connected to our account, in our instance, was our personal purchase. John decided he wanted to be a product of the product, he wanted to learn it, and he purchased product. That was the very first volume that was registered. But I'm going to share something with you. This magical thing happened. And all of a sudden, in 1985, it was just like he used to say, it was John without Giselle, because she had not come on board yet. And it was true. I didn't understand it. And as I became used to the products and I became used to the money, I added myself. So it was just this little network of John and Giselle. And as he brought in those 12, 15, 16, 17 productive people that he engaged with, all of a sudden that magic power of exponential happened. And I remember going to convention in 1989. And at that convention, there were about 1,200, maybe 1,500 people. And the following convention, in our own small organization, the room where we were addressing the people that were involved in our business, there were more than 1,200 people. And you think, how did that happen? It started with zero on the volume side, and it started with one on the John side, on the people side. And all of a sudden, as that exponential power took effect, all of a sudden, several years, 24 months later, we ended up with an organization that grew around the world. And I want to say something. One of the most magical things is, for me, I love to look at the history of our business around the globe, but particularly as we grew in Europe, because I have very affectionate, very amazing stories. First of all, we went to Europe because our children were going to high school in Europe. At the same time, Nuskin decides to open Europe. And John, understanding, and he always said it, it only takes one. He always said that. And it happened to be that we came across that one. And that one is Carl Erik Lindstrom. And Carl Erik was able. He had a burning desire. And he had a future wife that definitely understood and was behind him. And together, that little network of Carl Erik and Ingela, with the power of exponential, as John and I worked together and grew the business together, we ended up speaking in all the Scandinavian countries, rooms filled with thousands of people. It started with two in a living room, that all of a sudden we went to Denmark, and there was 700, 1,200 people in a room. And I'm going to tell you something. All those people were related to our business. John was not a motivational speaker going around the world like Tony Robbins, earning money on giving speeches. That was not. That's one of the things that I really, really want the world to understand. John had a clarity about his actions. If he could have put all those people in our living room, that's where he would have done the business. He had no interest in being a motivational speaker around the world. That was not him. He was interested in how he worked with one individual and the power of velocity and the power of exponential allowed that individual to impact so many others. But somewhere along the way, you know, just like the telephone game, when you say something in one ear and try to set that other person, sends it to the next, to the next, to the next. As the years went by here, you said it then, we've been in this business 33 years. And people thought, oh, they're just motivational speakers. John Sexsmith knew better than that. And some of the people in the business, unfortunately, they don't have a big organization. They don't have a big check, but they love the stage. They love to talk to other people's distributors when there is no real action that goes hand in hand with what velocity demands of you. And I think that that is one thing that John understood, was how that 5 turned to 25, and that how that 25 turned to 125, starting just from 1. And that power, it really, really lives in the velocity program. If you have that burning desire, if you have that willingness to work, and you take, for example, I just want to take just one thing as an example. Take Lumi Spa, because John always did this. John believed that if a businessman or a businesswoman with a burning desire, with the willingness to work, if that business individual came across a product that had a proprietary rights, like patents, and if that product had the possibility of creating a satisfied user, consumer, and if that product created an emotional attachment with that consumer, and if that emotional attachment also evoked people to talk about it or to have results that were noticeable, with that product, that business individual could possibly create a business that lasted generations. And you know, here we are, 2019, the beginning of February, and I am here to tell you that using these magical concepts that live within velocity, the Sexsmith family were able to create that generational business. And today, I want to talk about just Lumi Spa for a minute, because Lumi Spa has more characteristics than those that I talked about right now. It has more than that, because it has very unique concepts. So if John was going to start the business just, and that was the only product he was going to concentrate on, I'm going to tell you something. I know him. I know exactly what he would have done. He would have been laser focused, and he, in 24 months, would have grown a business that was bigger than the one we created from 1988 to 1990. And if I just share with you, just with the amount of people that we personally brought into the business, as the business grew around from the United States to Canada to Hong Kong to Taiwan, in those few years, in those few countries, we created enough viable business associates and enough product users that the sales volume of the product that was going through the Nu Skin company as a result of what we created from that zero, from that day that our account was zero, it turned into tens of millions of dollars a month. And people say to me, Giselle, how on earth did you guys raise a family of 5 kids and grow a business at the same time? You know, I am so happy that John decided to write that book, Networking, the Natural Extension of You. Because even in the title, you read that. You read that exponential growth in the title, The Natural Extension of You. It's you extending yourself through those people that select themselves to use this velocity vehicle together with this amazing company that's an engine of innovation with products that create that satisfy users. And then with the creativity of that individual coming in today, the growth can be faster and the money with velocity is more money, faster money, and those mechanics of wealth are intact within that monthly section. 5%, six levels deep. Those were the mechanics of wealth that attracted John Sexsmith in 1985 when he met Craig Bryson. And Craig had already activated that exponential value, and he had checks to show. And John said, oh my goodness, if one man can do this, another man or woman can do this too. And we went. On that inspiration of what Craig had provided, and we created our own brand, we created our own way of doing things. I could never do what John did. And as John said, he could never be as enthusiastic as I was. But it didn't mean that I had to be like him or he had to be like me. No. The magical thing about being in business is that ability to bring your God-given gifts and create with your own ingenuity and add to this mechanics of this exponential value. And when that happens, all of a sudden, I mean, I just want to think about when, just to talk about a few people, just a few people that is just part of history. It doesn't matter. You can plug whatever names of your list, of your friends are there. Start putting them in pencil. Because for us, it's history now. But I remember when John talked to Tony and he said, you know, Tony, I think I found a way you can buy your Ferrari. And, you know, Tony came and Tony was an entrepreneur. And he went ahead and built an empire using this exponential business. And the company recognized him as an earner that earned over $10 million. And but in that connection of people to people, Tony connected Scott, and Scott connected Alan, and Alan connected Bud and Mary out of Boston. And all of a sudden, John being and doing the activity that velocity demands of you. He was on the phone with Bud and Mary, but guess what? Bud and Mary had talent that John and I did not have. And faster than anything we ever did, Bud and Mary took the magic of the exponential value of velocity and grew a business faster than John and I had. By the time we came to Boston to present with Bud and Mary, again, these were people in our business. They were not outside of our business. They were within our business. That's how you create your check. We got there, and there were probably 500, 600 other business-minded individuals that were minding their own business using the exponential properties of this velocity program, and they built the business for themselves using the product, using their creativity, creating their own satisfied users, adding other business-minded people to their, and connecting with them. So with velocity, the magical number is six. The magical number is six individuals that will be responsible for their business, for their, the way they want to grow their business, the way they see fit within their family. For John and I, our family was more important than anything in the world. So we worked around our family, and we did it because we wanted to do it for our kids. So nobody could tell me at what time to work. No. This is an environment where nobody tells you your hours. Nobody tells you when you do it. You just have to make sure that before you go to bed at night, you didn't fool yourself. That if you had decided that you were going to turn that zero into some business value, well, you better, before you close your eyes at night, had either some consumers or some viable business people that added some volume to that zero. Because otherwise, you expended energy and you had nothing to show. So it's always on the creativity of how are you going to do it. And with velocity, what I wanted to add is that in the weekly pay, we have added an incredible way where an individual can really also sees the value of exponential payments and with a sliding scale of earning commissions between 5 to 40%. And we never had that before. Never had it before. I've seen people come into the business, and because the way the business, the world has changed, using the amazing way of connecting people with each other through social channels, they have been able to grow consumers exponentially, very quickly, get to that magical sales volume number of $10,000 or 10,000 points, valued points, and trigger that 40%. And if you get there and you do that, your weekly pay can be very significant. I've seen few people understand this, get it, apply it, and get weekly checks of 4,000, weekly checks of 2,000, weekly checks. This is an additional feature that we never had before. It's very good times. I love Velocity, and I see John Sexsmith written all over Velocity because he understood that the wealth was in that magical concept of the mechanics of wealth, in that exponential growth. So I hope this makes sense. And Dan, if you have any questions, please tell me if I can clarify something.
It's all really exciting, Giselle. You know, one thing that that you and I have talked about is the fact that Velocity has added, and you've mentioned this during the course of tonight's podcast, has added so much new income that just didn't exist previously. And I think you and I are going to be doing a webinar or some type of a visual webcast in the very near future where we actually go through the numbers line by line to show people how this money is being created, this new income that didn't exist before for anyone who wants to take advantage of it. So I'm really excited about that. What can you share with us maybe as a teaser or a little bit of a glimpse into what we can look for coming in the next few weeks on that topic?
So I'll tell you, this is a true story where these numbers came from. I'm going to tell you the true story. So Chris and Carol Pollack came to visit me a couple of weeks ago. And Chris and Carol, they have a tremendous business. Carol particularly loves the numbers. And she will tell you this. She said that the very first time she met John and I, when she went home and she did the numbers, that was what got her to make $10,000 a month very quickly. It was the numbers. She's a financial planner, and she works that way. Well, with the changes with Velocity, I mean, I believe they've been in the business over 20 years. And with the changes with Velocity, her and Chris were trying to see how are we going to express and maybe bring people that are used to the former language to the new language. And that's why I said, come on. We were just talking about it. And we were sitting in my house in the living room, and all of a sudden I explained to them my vision, the way I saw it. And I said, we've never had this extra money. We've never seen this money so fast. And I said something to them that really attracted Carol's ears. It was like, I said, Carol, in the past, when a company opened a country, for example, in the 90s, when Nu Skin opened Taiwan, there was such an excitement and such a rush of newness and effervescent enthusiasm that the following 2 months after Taiwan opened, I saw in my genealogy volumes, sales volume of hundreds of thousands of dollars in a month. And the truth is, that's a very unusual occurrence. But since Velocity, I've seen them again. And I've seen them, and I believe this is just my interpretation of it, it's the power of social connected with the addition of the sliding scale of 5 to 40%. And all of a sudden, Carol's eyes just went huge. And she goes, 40% of $100,000 is $40,000. I said, yes. And she goes, you mean that with velocity, anybody that gets a sales volume within that range can? And I said, well, do the numbers. That triggered. And I guess for the next 3 nights, she couldn't sleep. She was doing numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers. And she took it to a very simplistic way. Total units, total points per unit, retail value, retail profit. And what happens within just that section of the weekly pay when you just have the power of really growing those members and those retail customers, maybe exponentially, and how fast you can get to 10,000 point value in sales. You can get to 20,000. You can get to 100,000 in some cases. And if you did, because of the sliding scale, you get to 40% when you get to that milestone of 10,000 point value. And from then on, the company's paying you 40% every week. So I would really like to go through a webinar, maybe explaining this in a more simple way of how one unit of product and that point value and that retail sale creates a retail customer, all the very basics, which is something, Dan, that John Sexsmith never, ever put attention on. He always believed that satisfied users was going to be the foundation of that possible generational wealth, but he never, his activity was not around creating a retail customer. He always believed that the retail customers came as a result of building the business with the mechanics of wealth, which it did. But what I loved about Velocity is that it opened up in a wider environment for that millennial to participate, for that social seller to participate, for those volumes to really grow in a way that we never had before the company implemented all these changes with Velocity. So I'm super excited about it.
Well, there's a lot to be excited, and you're right, Giselle. We're going to do a webinar, a webcast in the next few weeks, so I would encourage everyone to stay tuned to the schedule because that's going to be a very, very eye-opening experience in terms of all this new income that's available for people who are willing to work. And also, you can check out another visual about the topic Giselle has been talking about tonight, that's exponential growth, at the Axel Me Facebook page, because there's a really cool little video that in very visual terms shows you exactly what exponential growth can mean when it's compared to simply folding a piece of paper. And I'll leave it at that. Go take a look at that 3-minute video. It'll really open your eyes. But that's what we're talking about here tonight, is exponential growth and how Velocity capitalizes on that and allows you to earn significant income if you're willing to work. So Giselle, it's really been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed the explanation of your vision, your view, your interpretation of Velocity, and I think it's spot on. And it certainly is inspiring to all of us who are listening. And I know that we have lots of work to do, but we're going to be rewarded immeasurably by doing that work now, and going to be rewarded also much, much faster than ever before, thanks to Velocity. So I want to thank you very much tonight, Presidential Director, Team Lead Executive Giselle Sexsmith, joining us for yet another fantastic installment of this Axel Me podcast series. There's not going to be a call next Thursday. It's February 14th. That's Valentine's Day. So we're going to take off that day. But the following Thursday, check out the schedule for the Axel Me call. That's on Thursday, February 21st. And then the final Thursday in February is February 28th, of course. We've got a special guest speaker from Australia, Nikki Sherwood, joining us for that special installment. So share this call. It's going to be posted at the Axel Me Facebook page and axelme.com in a matter of moments. Share it with your teams. They really need to understand Giselle's perspective on Velocity and exponential growth. They will be so much better off for it. And stay tuned again to the schedule for the webinar that we'll be doing very, very shortly. So Giselle, I want to thank you so much. It's been a great call. Thanks to all of our listeners. Wish everyone a great evening. Good night, everyone.